Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
They put a spin like you can't believe on Christmas. And I love it. Okay, December People. They're a great band, and they were formed a few years ago by rocker and Grammy nominee Robert Barry. And he enlisted some like-minded people. They got together, and they are the December People. And they take Christmas music to a new level of high energy. So it's, and see if you can guess. I don't want to give it away too much, but it's, the band includes Gary Pill from Guitars for Boston's, and Sammy Hager's drummer, David Lauser, and keyboardist from The Tubes, David Mead, and Jack Foster and founder Robert Barry, lead singer and bassist, to perform. Okay, and they do good too. They have a lot of tours, so go to December People and check them out, decemberpeople.com. And you can find their schedule. They're touring all the time, and where can you get the CD? All that information there. All right, why don't we begin with a little December People? Let me see, what do I want to bring on yet? Let's bring something we haven't played by them before. Here we go.
Good.
Hi, I'm Aloha, the good time girl. It's Sunday. I slip my tan young body into a blue serge suit. I love the way it feels. Tossing a hibiscus flower into my goldfish bowl, I light a tie stick and watch my pet angelfish die. I guess the water wasn't the right temperature. Life's funny that way. I wonder what Wally's up to these days. I haven't seen him since I set his little sister on fire. It was just a joke. Boy, nobody knows how to laugh anymore. Too bad about Wally. I really thought we had something special. Oh well, easy come, easy go. Reaching for a bottle of Molson Ale, I pop the top off with my teeth. Makes it taste better that way. I'm a fun girl. Why can't I keep a guy? Why ask why? Well, it's getting late. I wouldn't want to miss the only real pleasure I get out of life. Where is that can of kerosene? You know, some people wait for things to happen. Not me. Damn, why do I have to be so responsible? I guess I'm just that kind of girl. Sensitive, you know? Kicking a sleeping cat out of my way, I embark on my most favorite pastime. I'm going to burn that photo mat right down to the ground. It's the little things in life that really make me happy. Who knows? Maybe tonight I'll get lucky. Meet some guy. Get married. Have kids. Settle down. Nah. Why spoil a good thing?
I didn't mean to play that one. That was supposed to be for Christmas. All right. I accidentally clicked the wrong thing on the switchboard, but oh, what the heck, we'll go with the theme. Let's get another December People song in, okay? They also raise money for good events, and they just go look them up, decemberpeople.com. They're worth it.
Front teeth are gone, as you can plainly see. I don't know who to blame for this catastrophe, but my one wish on Christmas Eve is plain as it can be. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth, my two front teeth, my two front teeth. Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could my two front teeth. It's been so long since I could say Sister Susie's sitting on a thistle. Gosh, oh gee, how happy I would be if I could only whistle. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth, my two front teeth, my two. Everybody stops and stares at me. My two front teeth are gone, as you can see. front teeth. My two front teeth. My two front teeth.
Hello, children. I'm Miss Crandall, your substitute teacher. Miss Salvatore was suddenly called away, something about a case of food poisoning. But that shouldn't stop us from enjoying our lunch period, now should it? So, as a special treat, I'm going to read to you a very lovely holiday story called Kafka for Christmas from the Scholastica Kafka for Children series. Once upon a Christmas Eve, there was a man named Gregor Samsa, who went to bed a businessman and woke up a Christmas roach, a really big one. Well, children, you can imagine how shocked Gregor was to wake up with antennas and six legs. His parents were not going to like this at all. Why, they never ever let him have a pet, let alone be one. Suddenly, there was a knock at the door. It was Gregor's dad, and he was mad. "Gregor," he yelled, "Merry Christmas, get up. It's time for you to go to work at your boring, nondescript job, so you can support me and the whole family while I stay home and read the paper out loud." "Get off my case," said Gregor. "I'll be out when I'm good and ready." Now, children, Gregor wasn't usually rude to his parents, but today was special. Next, his mom knocked on the door and yelled, "Gregor, open this door at once. It's Christmas and you're upsetting your father." Next, his sister Greta put in her 2 cents with, "Gregor's gonna get it. Gregor's gonna get it." Gregor said nothing. He just laid there feeling persecuted in a nightmarishly impersonal world. As you can guess by now, Gregor's family was very dysfunctional. So that morning, everyone left him alone to go open their Christmas presents, and Gregor spent the day in bed, his spiny roach legs flaying in the air trying to get up. As this was his first day as a roach, he didn't quite know how everything worked. Gregor could hear all the laughter, Christmas carols, and everyone having fun in the other room. Now he was really pissed. So with all his roach might, he leaped out of bed, landed on his 6 little legs, and opened the door with his roach jaw and screamed, "Surprise! I'm a roach. I hope you're all satisfied." Well, you can imagine how shocked everyone was. They darn near had an aneurysm. Now Gregor's dad was really mad and yelled, "What's the meaning of this? Is this some kind of political statement, or are you just trying to bug me?" Gregor's mom passed out in the Christmas eggnog. Gregor's sister just kept yelling, "Gregor's gonna get it! Gregor's gonna get it!" The rest of the day, Gregor hid under the living room couch, and Greta brought him rotten food to eat and said, "You old bug, you'll do anything to get attention." Then Greta would torture him by turning the lights on and off, on and off, on and off. "Stop it!" Gregor cried. Let's face it, children, as sisters go, Greta was a pain in the butt. Just then, Gregor's mom walked by wiping the eggnog off her face and saw Gregor gnawing on a piece of dead animal carcass and had a coronary right there on the spot. While his mother lay gasping for air on the floor, Greta got out her violin and began to play her favorite Christmas folk song, Das Kukaraches Christmas, for the lodgers who lived in their house. By the way, lodgers are people who live in your house when the economy is bad, and if they're related, they're called moochers. Just then, Gregor snapped and said, "That does it!" And he crawled out from under the couch into the dining room. Then one of the lodgers, named the letter K, just K, saw him and said, "What's that?" Gregor's dad said, "It's nothing. Merry Christmas. Concert's over. Everybody go to bed." "That does it," said Greta. "I'm never going to get married with him around." "She's right," said Gregor's dad, and Gregor's mom said nothing. She just lay on the floor, gasping for air. "Let's get rid of him," cried Greta. "Okay, but how?" chimed both his parents.
Gregor grew nervous as they slowly took off their shoes and began throwing them at him.
Ow! Stop it! It's Christmas, for crying out loud, cried Gregor.
Then Gregor's dad yelled,
Got him!
They cried, and Gregor died. All the lodgers came down to look at the dead flat thing that only early Christmas Eve had been a businessman. Gregor's dad charged 10 cents a look, made a lot of money, and kicked the lodgers out. Then he tipped the maid a lot of money to get rid of Gregor's remains. And the family spent the rest of the holidays in the country, where Greta married Lodger K, just the letter K, and stretched her firm young body and said,
Great! Now I can have his room.
Wasn't that a swell Christmas story, children? Why, you've hardly eaten a thing.
Well, never mind. Let's just put everything away under our desk. And guess what? It's nap time. Merry Christmas.
I have a sick mind. What can I say? December people, great. They collect a lot of CD Classic Rock Christmas Tour, and they collected a lot of food for local food pantries. Okay, go to www.thedecemberpeople.com and check them out and see where they're going to be playing next. And if you want to get their CD, yeah, that's where you can find out more about us. See Betty Jo Tucker's in the house from Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio, except not this Tuesday, right, Betty Jo? Because you got something going on, but you can listen to any of her past ones because they're all stored just like mine. All righty. So the next one will be the week after that. Check out Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. Cyanide's in the house all the way from somewhere near Amsterdam. Marco Polo. We love that game, don't we? Yes, we do. The George Bettinger Show, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m., you can check him out, too. And we're just having some strange and bizarre fun here today, because that's what we do here. Because it's Christmas, right? Yeah, yeah, here we go. How about some holiday hints?
And now it's time for Nancy's Holiday Hints for the Home. Thaw Christmas Eve fish in milk for that fresh thawed flavor. Refrigerated Christmas candles burn slower. Pick up broken glass ornaments with a wet newspaper. For minor Christmas burns, use holy water, not butter. Christmas dinner too sweet? Add salt. Too salty? Add sugar. Can't get it just right? Eat out. For Christmas consumer shock victims, elevate legs 12 inches. Cut credit card in half. Do not give water or additional line of credit. Remove spelling bee stingers by scraping them away with a dictionary. Do not use a thesaurus. Santa's stuck zippers move easily when rubbed with a lead pencil. A dead reindeer doesn't fly at night. Remove Christmas gum from hair by massaging it with Christmas peanut butter. Remove gum gently with Christmas comb. For instant Christmas CPR, call 911. Clear passageway. 3 sets of 2 breaths, 15 compressions, and pray. What doesn't kill you Christmas Day only makes you stronger New Year's Eve. Men who remember birthdays and Christmas presents live longer and more productive lives. This has been Nancy Lombardo's Holiday Hints for the Home.
Hope you like that. And we're winding down. Let me see. What have I got that'll fit into that little slot as we wind down? Don't forget, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. And did I say George Bettinger, Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dream Stream Radio? Want to be sure I get that in there. Don't forget, my CDs are available for downloads on CD Baby. I have a Christmas CD. It's very disturbing. You should get it so you can be disturbed. Oh, here's one of the songs. Fun songs for my Christmas CD. Here we go. Ready?
Thank you.
I'm Nancy Lombardo. Have a happy holiday week. I hope you got all your shopping done. Thank you for tuning in. Bye-bye.